This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, would you bring your attention to me? For a beast for your eyes to see, an explosion of catastrophe.
Starring.
I'm here for it,
Brock. I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Greg, is it true that your ringtone for Lindsay is My Heart Will Go On?
I should have. I don't know. If I knew how to set up a ringtone,
we could do that.
Technology-wise, yeah, I would do that.
I don't think anybody's doing that no more, Greg.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Michael Arteaga, a 16-year-old Shime, has become the first person to completely defeat the original Tetris.
You know what? He gets to stay a virgin for the next 25 years.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
The statement that a rep for Spirit Airlines released, our contract of carriage.
All right.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
It has dropped 50 millibars in 10 hours. I apologize. This is just horrific.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory. And I'm 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of...
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. That you're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Show!
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right.
Good morning.
What up, what up?
Hey, Wiggy.
He's good.
Hello, Shime.
Greg, today is the greatest day in the history of mankind.
I thought May the 4th be with you was the greatest day in the history of mankind.
Nope, it's officially May Day, baby.
You in the jersey. You finally get to wear that jersey.
I'm so happy.
And it's a legit one.
Yeah.
It's not an altered Mac Jones jersey like College Tom wears on this show from time to time.
Not at all. This is a legit jersey. I bought it the day after they drafted him. I have loved Drake May before he was a Patriot, even more once he became a Patriot. I am over the moon. This is amazing.
All right. Well, it seems like it's a done deal. Gerard Mayo had said back in August that he would like to inform the players before the rest of us. Unfortunately, did not go as he would have liked it to go.
Nope.
It appears that the quarterbacks and others found out the way the rest of us found out through media reports that Drake May will start. Finally, Drake May will start for your New England Patriots football team. And Curtis, it's clear to me that this was the plan all along. The plan was to insert Drake May against the number one pass rushing defense in the NFL. That's when you wanted to get him in there first.
I could tell this might be a bumpy day between us. I watched this yesterday, and the histrionics of the media and everybody losing their mind about the team he's going to play against and the timing, because we all know when you get broken up with, it's the timing. Neither will ever matter. Either Drake May's going to be good or he's going to suck.
Yeah.
And that will, like, think back to every great quarterback of all time. Do you know what week of what season they debuted or the defense they debuted against?
No. I don't care. Let me be clear. I don't care. I'm delighted with the decision. I just.
There was never a plan. We all knew right. There was never a plan.
The plan thing is the most ridiculous the fraud perpetrated on sports fans in the history of sports. There was no plan.
Of course not.
And there was some sort of internal struggle or whatever was going on.
Yeah.
And it seems like Jerod Mayo won, and thank God he did.
Right.
And so we will get to see what Drake May is and what he can be come Sunday. And you know what? The interest in the football team has returned.
Yes.
That's the best part.
I mean, that is, for the New England Patriots and the rest of us, that's the best part.
And he's got built-in excuses going into this week. You brought it up from the beginning. You're going up against a tough defense. So if he goes out there and isn't the best, then it's like, well, yeah, of course he's going to struggle for this first game and against a defense like that. So it's a perfect time, in my mind, to start Drake May. It's like, everybody wants him. All the fans are going to be tuning in to see what he can and can't do. And he's got built-in excuses.
Well, and I think most fans, like last night's Bruins game, no one's going to overreact. No one's going to overreact after the...
Greg, I think, is out.
The first Drake May game. Like, I'm not going to overreact if he has a great game, if he has a bad game, Drake May. I'll take it as week to week, and is he getting better? You won't overreact until, you know, towards the end of the season after he's been starting 8 or 9 weeks and he doesn't look like he's improved at all, then you might have some concern. But no one's going to trip about this game.
The only redeeming part of the Bruins game last night was the Dolphins cheerleader who did the national anthem. That was the only good part of that game last night. That was a disaster for the Boston Bruins.
I thought Shime had the best message in our show thread last night, where Swayman's agent was calling him and just absolutely pestering him about the deal that he forced him to take. Because if that was not done right now, I think you get another million.
Ooh. All day long.
Yeah,
they better start him tomorrow night against the Canadians. I don't care what condition he is in.
He's going to have to play 81 games.
He is going to. Yeah, I don't think you're going to be able to count on Corpusalo. Hence why they forced the Bruins to take him.
That guy stinks.
Yeah, I mean,
Jim Montgomery on opposite sides of that one.
It wasn't all on him.
No,
I mean, there were goals that were on him.
I mean, three of the five goals.
You said that last night. I don't know if that was in the chat or when you and I were texting.
That was on Reddit.
I there were definitely that third goal. He lost complete sight of the puck.
He was way off his line.
But also,
love that we're back into hockey terms.
sorry, Curtis. They just cannot clear the front of the net.
No. They're big. That's all we heard last night is how big they are now.
I mean, Zadorov is huge.
I mean, Carlo's big, too.
Carlo is, like, where does he live? Does he live in my building before I say this?
I don't know.
Carlo is doing the exact same things that he did that drove me absolutely nuts last season. He's behind the net, and he's not clearing the puck. He is literally passing the puck to the forward from the opposing team that is on the boards. And then he is, and honestly, last night when Bennett ran, his goaltender ran Corpusalo, he's standing there with his hands out, whining to the ref for a call, as opposed to going over and mashing the face of the dude who just ran your goaltender. Like, I get it. Game one, regular season.
Right.
It's a long season.
Don't overreact.
I'm not going to overreact. I'm not. But it just drives me bananas. And also, I understand you get a little bump, a little extra motivation because it's banner night and you're the Stanley Cup champs. And so that's fine. It is what it is. But I just there are guys that are camping out in front of the goaltender, and nobody is getting them out of there.
No, yeah, that we thought the big defensemen. That's why they got all those big defensemen. But it just looked like there were two different teams on the ice. I ain't gonna overreact after the first week. It just looked like Florida was, you know, moving around better than them on you know, every end of the ice. And yeah, some of those goals you can put on. How do you say it's Corposalo?
Yeah,
you can put on him. But there was like. Charlie McAvoy got completely blown by.
It looked like we didn't have an offseason. It looked like we just picked up where we left off at the end of last. So,
but we know, and I think Curtis is the hockey guy who says this. Yeah, the regular season, what does it mean?
Diddly poo.
All it means, the regular season means for people who watch, okay, what type of team do you potentially have when you're heading into the playoffs? Are you a team that's built for speed, power, whatever it is?
Comfort. I would also say, Greg, that the regular season will be their worst regular season in at least three seasons because you don't have the goalie advantage. The big advantage for the Bruins in the regular season was that no matter what, they have either a goalie as good or better than the competition.
Yeah.
When your backup is a starter on 20 other teams in the league.
Yeah.
So this year, your backup, Korpisalo, is not going to play nearly as much as Linus did, but that will be a story of the regular season. And it doesn't matter. If you get in as the 4 seed, the 2 seed, or the 8 seed, in the NHL, you can still win the cup.
Well, I think Jeremy Swayman's going to be good, Curtis. I think he's going to have a really good season.
I'm saying all the other starts that you get that would have been for Linus Ullmark are going to Korpisalo, which means your regular season.
But I don't think they're not going to split time. It's not going to be like when Linus was here. I mean, you're going to get
50 games by Swayman, 55?
I would not. Shime, you don't think it's going to be that many. It's not going to be an even split like that. No way.
How many games do you think?
I would expect Jeremy Swayman plays 60, 65 games.
Wow. Whatever 70% is my guess.
Yeah. All right. I mean, maybe after last night, 99.9%, I think, maybe. I don't know. This is Mike from Connecticut. Hello, Mike.
Christmas has come early, ladies and gentlemen.
A quick thing. The leader of the NHL last year had 64 games played in net.
64?
Yeah. Right.
Was that goalie Bob Roski?
No, that was Saros.
Okay. Yes, Mike, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say it's about time. I know this is going to be interesting how Sunday's game is going to be, but like I have agreed with Wiggy since the beginning. They should have started Drake May. Let's see how he goes, and let's move forward. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we will talk about the expectation, mm-hmm. whether it remains high or low, for Drake May and his first start in the NFL on this morning's show, and you can talk about it all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We are going to get to Leeds in about 10 minutes at 6:25, and then they set it at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and we will talk about what Trent Frederick said last night about Matthew Tkachuk disrespecting the game, complete and utter disrespect for the game, and other things when we get to They Said It at 7. Courtney has the news coming up at 7:45. And apparently science has determined what the average adult's body count is, and you people are horned up falloozies. So we'll get to that during the news. And we will hear from a former New England Patriot on this morning show with regard to Drake May and the offensive line, and that is the great Joe Andruzzi, who is going to check in at 9 this morning. So a lot to get to. This is Harry from Quincy. What's up, Harry?
How you doing? Good morning.
What's up?
Greg, I'm with you. We're the same age. We love the Bruins. Mm-hmm. I know it's one game, but Greg, it's the goalie. I don't think so. It's the same old story. They added players. They added size. And they come out and they're doing the same thing 2 years now with Florida. Mm-hmm. Let's see Thursday night. Saturday night, Montreal, right? King. Yeah. Back to Florida Monday night. If nothing changes, it's time to get rid of the coach. That's all I got to say, Greg. I'm going to let it go because I'm a little upset.
Yeah.
And you guys keep it going, boys.
Well, I think that, I think that was Wiggy's lead yesterday, which was that you're going to have to make a decision about Jim Montgomery at some point this season because his deal is up. So
he outlasted Salah, I'll tell you that.
We got to get to that, too. That whole thing. That has Aaron Rodgers written all over it, does it not?
What a day yesterday was, man. Yeah. It was just
amazing. After 10, because nothing happens between 6 and 10.
Fair point.
By 10:05, boy, gangbusters.
All right. If you want to be on this morning, you could call 617-779-7937, or you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. And a reminder that you can not only listen to this show on the radio and on the stream at weei.com and on the Odyssey app and on your smart device, but you can also watch it on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI or on YouTube. And here is Courtney right now with everything that is trending first thing this morning.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins drop game one of the season after watching the Florida Panthers raise their Stanley Cup banner. Corposalo was in goal for this one. He had 29 saves in the 6-4 loss to the Panthers. But Jim Montgomery had Corposalo's back. Here's what he had to say after the game.
Corposalo was not a problem tonight. It was the people in front of him. You can't give up 4 backdoor tap-ins and expect your goalie to make save after save. He made a lot of saves on breakaways. He was good tonight. You know, the players in front of him, the rest of the team, and the coaching staff, we weren't good enough.
All right.
I agree.
So we'll give, although we give Corposalo a pass then for this game, and we say, okay, let's see. I mean, is he going to be a Vezina winner like Linus was? Mm-hmm. Probably not, but let's see if he can be your good backup.
Well, then Monty should start him again. Wasn't his fault. Let's keep rolling.
Chime, that Zaka goal over the blocker was,
that was hot.
Sweet.
That was hot.
Sweet.
Hey, that's when I knew I was back in hockey season. Yep. Top cheddar.
Is that a shorty?
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
And Lindholm got his first point as a Bruin as well in that.
And the week is turning around. If you haven't noticed Shime's jersey this morning, Drake May seems to be the guy for the Pats against the Texans this weekend. Ian Rappaport had the report taking to X to say the future is now in New England. Sources say the Patriots are planning to start Drake May against the Texans. The first start for the number 3 overall pick, Jacoby Brissett, who started the first 5 games, heads to the bench.
I think it's actually you who should be getting the credit, Courtney, with the cocoa bomb.
Yeah, I did
asking
say that.
The question.
But then I, at the beginning of the show on Monday, I said, mark my words.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh. Courtney, yeah, well done.
Yeah. And I believe you, Gregory, said something about Bill Belichick maybe going to the Jets, and that seems like it could end up being a possibility.
I said that like 8 months ago.
Isn't it amazing that
Curtis was taking credit for that baby yesterday?
Aaron Rodgers waxes poetic about his love for Bill Belichick. Bill's free agent right now, and let's go with Jeff Ulbrich.
Well, he's in-house, though.
Right.
Right. Yeah, so
if you have, how many games do you think Aaron Rodgers has to win? How many seasons do you think he has left?
Maybe 2 max.
Okay, and isn't it going to be, he's going to be at his best now and progressively whatever, sort of worse as the years go on?
Right, but I think...
So why not get Bill in there, take him on? I think he's game-planned the Bills a couple times.
Well, I think it because now Bill would have to get his whole staff in there. Like, it's tough.
Bill wants to get wins so he can surpass Shula.
But I don't think it's ever been done.
Woody Johnson decided to fire the guy and then did it 5 minutes later. He hasn't had time to talk to Bill yet about it.
Have you seen the story about Aaron Rodgers calling Woody Johnson and demanding?
Yes, Monday night.
Right. So wouldn't Aaron Rodgers say, okay, fire him, call Bill?
Yeah, but
that would have been yesterday after they had him escorted after they had Robert Saleh escorted out of the building. I mean, they had things to deal with.
I mean, Gerard Mayo was given the job 5 years in advance.
Okay, you're right. Nobody's going to hire Bill ever.
No, that's not I'm saying. I'm just saying it's interesting that you speak all these positive, words about Bill Belichick.
I think Bill Belichick will be coaching next season, maybe even this season. I just don't know that the deal could be done yet, and that doesn't mean that Bill's not going to get a job.
I'm not saying he's not going to get a job.
I agree with you on he's definitely going to be coaching next year. I had just never seen, other than Jeff Saturday, where a new coach gets hired during the season.
Out,
that would be a
out
first.
Out of house.
Yeah, out of house. Yeah, he's not elevated.
Certainly not the next day.
No, no, I mean, not the next day. Not the next 3 weeks. Not the next month. That would be a first in NFL history, in my opinion, based on what I've seen in my years of being on this earth.
Just quickly, nobody has to feel bad for Robert Saleh, because how about this for a severance package? He will make close to $20,000 per day from the New York Jets for the next 2 years. So Robert Saleh doing okay.
Yeah.
He has a lot of kids. He's got to support.
Yeah, that's
seven
true.
Of them.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
you got
seven
that many kids?
Yeah.
Oh, man, he's like Philip Rivers.
Populating.
And today only, stop into your local Shaw's or Star Market for their daily deal. Today's daily deal is Sushi Madness. Pick up select varieties for $6 each. That's right. Select varieties of sushi are $6 each. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 47 degrees, clear outside, afternoon high of 62.
Heads up, if you are planning on traveling by air anywhere today or tomorrow, or maybe theoretically by the end of the week, then you may have some trouble. Logan is reporting massive delays and cancellations this morning because of Hurricane Milton, which will make landfall on the Tampa Bay coast this evening, I guess, is when it is expected, and it looks like it is going to be a doozy. So just check. They're advising you to check with your airline. I'm sure you'll get an immediate friendly response from a human being when you check with your airline. But do that if you're supposed to fly anywhere today.
I'm not a bright man. Why would obviously flights to Florida, but like, why would that impact any other travel?
Because they have to move all the planes. Like, they try to move all the Florida planes out and move them to other airports. There are airlines who have a hub in Florida. It just screws the whole entire thing up, Curtis. Oh. I agree with you. It's ridiculous. But,
and a lot of routes will take you over Florida or near that area, so they're going to have to reroute a bunch of flights.
Yeah.
Yesterday, though, was maybe the first time that I was enjoying my afternoon and scrolling and realized, ooh, Greg and Curtis may be onto something. I was doom scrolling. Like, 100%. I started following people that said, like, I'm hunkering down for the hurricane and gonna ride this one out.
I can't believe people are doing that.
Yeah.
There's one.
Oh, my mom's doing it.
There's a person we're going to hear from in the news who lives on a boat.
Damn.
Who is staying on the boat.
Boathouse.
During a Cat 5 hurricane.
That seems like a mistake.
They are asking that, they are suggesting that we actually add a category. Cat 6 should be added because it's going to be so bad. Where's your mom?
In Clearwater, Florida, which is in the Tampa Bay area.
Oh.
And she's staying?
Yeah.
At her house?
Yeah. Well, no, she went over to her aunt's house, so it's like her aunt, her cousin, and then I think one of the other cousins is there as well. So it's like four of them. It's, they got like 10 bottles of wine and a bunch of loaves of bread, and they're like, yeah, we're ready to go.
Amen.
Are they close to the water, though, Shime?
Like, no, so they're like 25-ish, 30 minutes inland.
Okay.
I think actually technically they're in Dunedin, not in Clearwater.
Okay.
So,
there is a woman I'm following on TikTok right now just because of this, who says, you know, my husband built this house commercially, so it's like a concrete brick, and it's four stories, and we'll be fine. She's on a peninsula.
All right.
And she and her family are staying throughout this.
Did she say why?
She said because she feels safe in this house. It's not so much the flooding. If you've got four stories, it's the wind. And if the wind is going to smash all your windows.
Well, did you see any of the modeling that the meteorologists were doing, Curtis, yesterday, where they were standing on a platform and showing what the swells were going to look like? And they did the 3-foot swell, and then they did the 6-foot swell. And then they did the 15-foot swell, Jesus. Which are all expected. And they were showing the water level behind them rising. And they're like standing in a neighborhood. It's all CGI or whatever. And they're showing you as that water gets higher and higher, how you basically, there's objects in the water that are like turning into projectiles
and debris.
I mean,
there's got to be gators all over the place.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's an irrational.
I mean,
fear,
I wouldn't really trip about the glass because don't they have those things that come down?
But not everybody has them. Like that's a big issue for a lot of people in high rises who you can't find anything to board up your windows right now. But
if you're 20 stories up,
windows are still an issue when it comes to wind. Like the wind could knock out some of these people's windows.
Oh, so they don't have, like, my buddy's mother-in-law lives down there, and they have these hurricane-shutter things that come down.
They are saying that it could be worse. The worst hurricane, I think Curtis would know better than I, but...
Andrew.
Galveston.
All right.
Which was responsible, believe it or not. This is in the 60s, so I guess you can make an allowance when it comes to people being informed and things, but... it was responsible for 8,000 deaths.
Jesus.
And the damage estimate this morning for Milton and that area is $175 billion.
Wow. Oh my God!
Is what they are estimating when it comes to damage. So
these people's whole lives that could just be washed away, and people that don't have means to be able to
get out
to get gas. To they're scared they're going to get stuck on the highway.
Yeah.
And also, Greg brought up the debris because of Helene that they just went through. A lot of people have couches and bed frames on their front lawn, and they haven't had enough manpower to be able to remove it all.
Yeah, no, it seems like it's going to be a doozy. So, and that is going to make landfall this evening. So, thoughts and prayers.
Yes.
Shime, stay in touch with your mom. Stay off.
Plan on it.
Stay off the console and stay in touch with your mom this evening.
Oh, I got it. Don't worry. I'm on it.
And, like, messaging her while gaming does not count.
Nope. Okay. Me and my brother have been in constant communication with her.
Good. All right.
We are going to get to They Said It at 7, and then Courtney has today's news coming up at 7:45, but right now this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Drake May.
I've been hurt, babe. That ain't no lie.
He threw with his left hand and it was neato.
Remember you told
me.
Drop the dime right there.
Yeah, watch this. On the move, absolute laser beam.
All right. No cry. Maybe that's why. Every little thing I do never seems enough for you.
Drake May.
Well, it's May Day. Shime, good morning. Well done. And
thank
good
you.
Morning. And I assume that your lead is about that very topic.
Nope, I'm going to talk about potatoes. Yeah, of course I'm going to talk about Drake May. Like, this is everything. This is officially the turning point, right? This is the moment you'll be able to look back on. And does it seem a little knee-jerk reaction by the organization? Absolutely. Should they have probably done this last week when he would have been able to go up against Miami first? Absolutely. But regardless of that fact, they clearly, their plan all along had nothing to do with Drake May. It was entirely about the offensive coordinator liked Jacoby Brissett, was comfortable with Jacoby Brissett, and was like, all right, we're going to drive him until we literally cannot drive this car any longer. And after the Miami game, that's when they realized, wow, Jacoby Brissett's that bad. He is... The only other quarterback in all of football that's playing as poorly as Jacoby Brissett is Deshaun Watson.
Do you think they being Elliott Wolf, Gerard Mayo, Alex Van Pelt, etc., thought Jacoby Brissett was going to be better?
Yes, that's exactly what they thought.
You do?
Yeah, okay. 100%.
Well, that's not a good sign for scouts.
No, it's not great. But my hope here is, too, is like, look, Drake May is not going to come out and light it up for 300 and three touchdowns on Sunday. I just don't think that's going to happen. That's unrealistic to ask of a rookie quarterback making his first career
managing
start.
Expectations.
No. But I'm telling you, you're going to see signs of what makes him great. You're going to see glimpses of it. And it's just going to get better and more consistent and more frequent with each week. And I am so unbelievably excited to see him finally hit the field. They've already listed his touchdown prop for Sunday.
Oh, Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins is in the building. It's over a half a touchdown. Courtney, lock it in as my mortal lock of the century. I'm going with that.
Right.
Give me Drake May over a half a touchdown because I need it. Inject it directly into my veins.
Who's on the receiving end? Is it Prop Douglas?
Well done by you. Okay. All right, Greg, off and running today.
Okay. Jalen Prop?
Not as good.
Not as good.
Anywhere near as good.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't even
prop.
You don't have to try to outdo me.
I was just trying to jump on the train.
Prop Douglas.
Can I jump on the train?
You're very funny in your own right, but I like to jump on the train.
You
don't have to try to do better unless.
Not trying to do better, Greg. Okay. I think you're a little insecure there.
We all know Wiggy gets parlayed every weekend.
See, it's just jumping on the train.
Sometimes this is like a movie. You just sit back and enjoy your popcorn. All right.
Keep it up, Prop Daddy.
Okay, so it looks like we should go the over. You think he's going to at least have a touchdown. And this team, I mean, all you needed against the Dolphins was 17 points. So you should be able to muster that up.
And like, everybody's throwing out this whole, like, Houston dominated Josh Allen. Yeah, but they also got absolutely destroyed by Sam Darnold. So, like, who looked totally mortal, by the way, in London against the Jets. So, like, let's take a step back. Is D'Amico Ryan's a good play caller or defensive coordinator? Yeah. But I think Drake May's a good quarterback. Like, this is going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited.
Here.
Okay. All right, Shime, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. Yesterday was the latest and greatest example of the Boston sports media scene thinking way too highly about themselves. Flipping out, does this have to do with the Peppers arrest? And look at this over here. There never was a play. How dare they inform players through the media when Gerard Mayo has said multiple times on the morning show on Mondays that he talks through the media? Who gives a damn when you hear news? If it's good news, you're happy. If it's bad news, you're mad. It's not how they broke up with you. It's that they did. Deal with it. And I'm watching this yesterday and watching everybody breathlessly react to the timing and the manner in which the Patriots did something all those very same people were clamoring for them to do in the first place. I am so excited for the Drake May era. I don't know how he's going to do. None of us really have any clue. But if he's a great player, the timing and the opponent he begins his career against has nothing to do with it. It is an opportunity for this organization to try and change it up. And you know the reason? It's the same connection to the Jets, Woody Johnson, Aaron Rodgers, and Robert Saleh. These owners are all horned up about looking good overseas. It's bizarre. But Robert Kraft reportedly said, "I'm done with him," regarding Bill Belichick when they lost in Germany last year to the Colts. The Jets move on from Saleh after Aaron Rodgers' bitching continued following the loss in London. And now the Patriots get one rehearsal for their starting quarterback of the future before playing the Jaguars a week from Sunday in England with Drake May. It's bizarre, it's weird, but it's part of their whole thought process in this. So
yeah.
I'm excited. I don't really care how or when they did it. We get a game to watch with a quarterback that can throw the ball down
the
field.
Mm-hmm.
And, Curtis, you believe there was no plan.
There's never been a plan.
There was never a plan.
Of course not. If somebody has a plan, they'll tell it to you.
Well, you said what the plan was at the beginning when you said you believe their plan was that Jacoby Brissett was going to be better than he was, which would have given Drake May a little bit more time to kind of sit on the bench and whatever they call it, developing. But that didn't work out. That was their plan.
Yeah. Well, I also thought, I think Mayo thought they were somehow going to be able to tell everybody that we're going to be a run-heavy team and we're just going to run the football at you, and that was going to be successful week after week after week when everybody knew that you were just running the football, and that didn't work either. So, all right. Curtis, great lead.
Great job, Greg.
We will get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next. Well, Curtis, your fellow weather hardos are all over me this morning, and rightly so. Like, PGPOZ in the Twitch chat. Apparently the worst hurricane in the history of the United States in Galveston, Texas, was in 1900, not in the 1960s, as I said earlier.
So well, you were probably thinking about Hurricane Donna, which was 1960. It popped Conch Key right in the nuts.
Okay. That's probably...
You know what's amazing? I'm looking at these history of Florida hurricanes. So yes. Starting in 1944... they had a Category 3, 1945, Category 4, 1947, Category 4, 1948, Category 4, 1949, Category 4, Category 4, 1950, Category 5. Within 5 years. Do you think on the news then they were saying, those cigarettes you're smoking are causing hurricanes?
I don't know. I
mean, it seems like a bunch of hurricanes in one part of the world, back to back to back to back.
But were they, did they have multiple, like, in one season? Because it seems like once Milton goes through, there's one right behind it.
Yep, there was three in 1944.
Oh, wow.
There's just, another one.
There's
right
another one coming?
Yeah, that, right, I mean, I saw modeling on the TikTok that showed another one.
Well, isn't it hurricane season?
Yeah, I just, I mean, big hurricanes back to back to back.
What's the name of the hurricane that's coming?
I have no idea.
It starts with an N. I think it's...
Well, there's Leslie, which is going to make a right turn.
No, there's one. I thought it was...
Nathan?
Nathaniel, maybe.
Nathaniel?
Ned. Hurricane Ned.
Nico?
He's coming to the... Oh, no. Is Nico going to play this weekend? The Texans wide receiver?
Nico Collins? I don't know. He's dealing with a hamstring injury. I think they're getting him out.
I was confused. I was thinking of Nico Verano when I said that.
Isn't the Tennessee quarterback named Nico, too?
Yes.
I am Oliva or whatever?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
All right. Well, we have leads that remain. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. And oh, how the tides have turned. Once Drake May was announced that it was going to be him this upcoming season, Diana Russini, who's been plugged in the NFL for quite some time, she's the senior NFL insider for The Athletic currently, had a tweet that I had to read about 10 times before fully understanding what she was saying. It read, "People around the league have been sharing with me since the summer that the New England Patriots should have went with Drake May the whole time." What? I'm confused because on this show, that has been a constant narrative, but we've talked to a lot of people outside of this show who are former players, former coaches, people that broadcast in nationally for the league right now, and they have all said that, no, this is the right decision.
Right.
What the Patriots are doing is the right decision going with Jacoby, and maybe, gosh, if we start Drake against the Texans, this could be terrible for not only his physical health, but also him mentally.
Yes.
Where was this report for the last 5 weeks? The fact that she's saying that people around the league have been telling her since the summer that the Patriots should have gone with him in the beginning, shocking to me. And I just don't understand how the narrative could be that quickly changed in mere minutes.
Well, a guy with another end name, Ninkovich.
Yes.
Said it on the show last week that it was the absolute right thing to wait on Drake May.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
the only one was Matt Ryan.
Yeah, I feel like me and Matty Ice have been the only former players that have said, you know what, you got to basically, you should have played him from day one. Everybody else, Brady, you brought up Ninkovich, you know, whether it was Sweet Feet, James White, everybody's like, nah, don't play this kid. So,
are they all ripping Mayo now?
No, you know why? Because it's the right time.
Oh, okay.
That's what that'll be what they say now. It's the right time. Week one wasn't, but week six was.
But think about the growth he's had in these last 5 weeks.
Yes.
Do you agree with the texter who said a little while ago on the Subaru of New England text line that the timing of this decision reeks of desperation? I don't know if you care or not, I guess.
Bother me.
No, is very knee-jerk, but I don't know that it reeks of desperation.
The team reeks. They need a change at the most important position.
True. I also don't think it's really knee-jerk. I think that that it's been leaning into this for the last couple of weeks. Like, listening or talking to Jerod Mayo week one and the way he spoke about the quarterback situation compared to week three, four, five.
But after the Jets game, he was still adamant 100% Jacoby was his quarterback. Immediately after that Miami game, everything changed.
Well,
it just feels a little
The meager. Reason why is I think they ran out of excuses on the passing game. That was the biggest issue that Mayo had been talking about for weeks upon weeks upon weeks, is we got to get better in the passing game. And so you no longer can sell us that Jacoby Brissett gives you the best chance of winning, and especially gives you the best chance when it comes to the passing game.
Yeah.
When we see it week in and week out, and it's like, this guy's bad.
All right, Courtney, great lead. Thank you, Wiggy. Good morning.
All right, good morning. So this is for all you hockey fans out there. Shyam, I know you're going to love this. And I think it flew under the radar for maybe a lot of people who are not diehard fans. But this season will be very interesting because a record that I don't know if a lot of people thought was going to be broken probably is going to get broken. And is that the great one, Alex Ovechkin? Looks like he might pass Wayne Gretzky and all-time goals.
Yeah.
Ovechkin sits at 853, and the record is 894 by Gretzky. So 41 to tie, 42 to break it.
Now, I will say this. I don't think anybody will ever beat Gretzky when it comes to total points.
No, it's not.
Do you?
No, it's not even close, because Gretzky has 2,857, and the next closest guy to him, current player, is Sidney Crosby at 1,596, and Ovechkin's only is at 1,550. So, no one will ever catch him. But the fact the goals is pretty impressive.
No, it's very impressive, and I don't think there's an argument about who the great one is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can ever argue that, right?
No.
But it certainly adds, when you're looking at Ovi.
Yep.
It adds to his lure if he's able to tie him and theoretically pass him.
Right. Absolutely. And then like we talked about points, pretty impressive. And this is why I always get geeked up when I meet Ray Bourque. Ray Bourque is 12th all time points list at 1579
as a defenseman.
As a defenseman, because everybody else surrounding him is forwards and centers.
Yeah.
So that's pretty impressive. So,
all right, Wiggy, great lead.
Well, be interesting.
With facts.
Yeah, well, you
were
know.
Were those in your notebook?
Those were in my notes, buddy. I mean, I don't know how the people feel if I got to, are we doing the, you get a buyback on, what are we calling it? A do-over.
I don't know. Do-over lead.
Yeah.
We could do that.
All right.
We could do, maybe Curtis and I were talking about this yesterday. We could also do, second helping lead.
Ooh.
All right.
Dessert leads.
Love it.
Well, I was
during
just wondering.
The 9 o'clock out, would you like to try dessert leads? And then you can do a second lead.
I think we should definitely do that. And maybe get it sponsored by a vendor for Wiggy's daughter's wedding. Bingo, bango.
Yes. Oh, my wife's on board for all the sponsorships.
Oh, she is?
Yes. So, we're on board for all that smoke sponsors.
I don't know what world you live in.
Uh-huh.
I don't know either, but Lindsay told me last night that the flowers alone at your daughter's wedding are going to push $50,000.
What?
That's what I said to Wiggy yesterday.
Yeah,
when you
insane.
Say your total budget is 50 grand for your daughter's wedding.
Yeah.
I feel like you're gonna have sticker shock.
No, who's spending 50 grand on flowers?
I mean,
why? Get some nice real ones for the front and some fake ones for the back.
I don't think you could do fake flowers.
Why?
For your daughter's wedding.
In this economy?
Yeah.
This economy,
isn't that really the flowers is throwing away money because no one keeps them? They die.
No, I know. Yeah, that's
you,
what...
it's gonna cost you a fortune. All right. We got to take a break. I will get to my lead, and then we will get to They Said It, which is a quick back and forth on what they said in sports next. We will definitely talk about what Trent Frederick said last night about Matthew Tkachuk disrespecting the game of hockey. So we'll get to that and the rest of They Said It after my lead next.